Episode 1647, Mind Over Matter.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. The rain is coming down, but that's not going to stop us. It is Mindset Monday. It's time for Mind Over Matter. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, too much of our days are spent worrying about what matters. Change your life. Mind over matter. Not that matter isn't good. You perform incredible acts of kindness and give generously of your time. Your focus, most of your days, are on accomplishing what matters. But what occurs when what matters doesn't happen? You seem to go back to square one, the beginning. But do you? Oh, no. You start from where you left off. You roll with the punches, hoping to gain more ground than the last go-around. Yet, there you are again, a little further one day, a couple steps back the next. Why can't I get where I want to go? My dream is so far ahead of where I'm at. My goals aren't going to finish themselves. I don't like where I am. I'm stuck. I've been here way too much. Repetition begins at the point where habits end. You repeat what you know, good or bad, over and over and over again, and that repetition is met at the point of where your habit ends. You know that repeat button that you have on those old things called CD players? And for those of us who are even older than that, on our cassette players, and we have the repeat button, that was really cool when you could do that. I mean, it was new technology back then. Who would have thought? But man, now we just have repeat and what replay, or we can hit shuffle. Wouldn't it be nice if we could hit shuffle in our mind and not do the same thing over and over and over again? But we do it. Why? Because we're doing it out of habit. You see, it's not about what matters. That's great when you're formulating a plan. You got to know where you're headed. You got to know what matters, but when you're ready to put it into action and take aim, it's mind over matter. Change your mind and forget the matter. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Change your mind and forget the matter. You must get beyond what you keep repeating to get different results. The habits you've established must be reformulated or changed. How much in your life, in what areas of your life do you have on repeat? I'm watching Wimbledon, watching the gentlemen's final, and it was incredible. You've got Roger Federer playing Novak Djokovic. An incredible five-setter history set match. If you haven't seen it, you need to go watch the replay if you're a tennis lover like I am. Incredible. Absolutely. Now, did the person win who I wanted to? That really doesn't matter. That's for another conversation. But you see, in the game of tennis, it's mind over matter, or you're never going to get to the final. You'll never reach that because it's truly a mind game. You listen to the commentators, the announcers. You listen to the players themselves, even the coaches, the ones who have been there, done that, the ones that are up and coming. And they all say the same thing. It's a mind game. It's a mindset. So how do you change your mind and forget the matter? Number one, you gotta first forget the matter, right? You have to be willing to leave behind the mistakes. Nothing is more detrimental than not getting over one's errors or lack of success as defined by you or those that matter. And when you look at tennis, you are in a game that goes to a set that goes to match. And in each game, you have points that are gained based on someone serving. So stick with me here. Even if you don't like tennis, I promise you, you're going to understand this. You have points that are gained. Well, if you just played a point and you lost that point, if you sit on that for too long, how many more points are you going to lose? A lot more. Because there aren't very many points played in a game. And you have to win that game to win the set. Multiple games to win the set. And you have to win multiple sets to win the match. So if you get stuck in one little thing, which we tend to do all the time in life, whether it's creating your own business and you're stuck going, gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do an email list, or I don't even know if I can write 500 words a day, let alone 10,000 words. I've got to write 50,000 words to get a book. Where am I going with this? Oh, wait, and then I've got to read chapters and do homework again. Now that I want to go back to school, am I crazy? Maybe you're approaching the corporate world again and you're like, I want a piece of that, but you're still stuck back 20 years ago when in that game that you were playing, you just couldn't get over the hump. You can't get stuck doing the same thing over and over and over again. You must get over the previous call or action, the matter, so to speak, before you can move on. You got to move forward, always forward. You are not chasing the outcomes. So don't stay married to them. Chase growth. That's number two, chase growth. Use your experiences as growth opportunities, a way to see what you know and what you need to learn. Going back to tennis again, can you tell I'm loving it? Wimbledon was awesome this year. You had Halep winning in the women's final against Serena Williams. And if you wanted Serena, I'm sorry, but Halep played an incredible 2 weeks worth of tennis. She deserved to win. She put it all out there on the line. Djokovic did the same thing in the gentlemen's final. But you see, as they played, what did they have to do? They had to chase growth. They had to learn their opponent, what they were doing. They had to be watchful. And upon every single point that was played, so they could what? Get to the end result of winning a game in order to win multiple games, to win the set, to eventually win the match. They had to chase growth. You have an incredible mind that must be put to work. So don't settle for your habits. Chase growth and then take aim. That's number three. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You have to be willing to put the plan into action. Nothing can be made new if action has not been taken upon it. So go back and look at tennis. The player must change up his game in order to get a different outcome. If he keeps hitting his backhand a certain way and that's not getting, and you know, he loses that point and that's not getting to where he wants to go, well then don't you think he needs to change something with his backhand? How he approaches it, his stance? Whatever it is, change must occur. That's the growth portion of it. But then in order to do that, what does he actually have to do? He has to take aim on it. That means actual action, not sitting back going, yeah, I need to write 500 words minimum a day so I can get 10,000 words, eventually 50,000 words to be my book, my manuscript. What are you doing to take aim on the growth that you're chasing? Change happens when you take aim. No change occurs until action happens. It's all about one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. The formulation is easy. The equation is there. The recipe for your mindset can happen, but you have to be willing to change your mind and forget the matter. If you at all cook, you know what it's like to have the recipe. And maybe it's your favorite soup recipe or lasagna recipe or spaghetti, whatever it is, pizza recipe, salmon, What is your favorite recipe that you love to go to? You don't even need to even look at the recipe card any longer, whether it's been passed down from your grandparents to your great-grandparents, whatever it is, or maybe it's just a recipe that you found one of these days years ago and you love it, you have it memorized, you don't even need to look at it anymore. But what would happen if one time you changed that recipe and you added something new, a different spice in there, a different herb, maybe a different type of oil? And all of a sudden, it tastes different. You get different reactions. It becomes a new recipe. Does that mean the old is necessarily not good anymore? No, but it's just not working now. And if you want that, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. This is what you were meant to do. You sometimes have to change the recipe. You may be in a situation stuck and unsure. In fact, you might even be wishing you hadn't tried for the 100th time. Yet here you are, so cheers to trying. Change your mind and forget the matter. Move beyond what you know and learn more to change the world. It's always forward. Growth. You can't keep doing what you're doing if you're not getting the results, the outcome that you desire. If you desire different results, you have to do something different. Otherwise, by doing the same thing over again, you're going to get what? The same results. And if that's the goal, then keep it up. Stay fixed on it. We can live in a fixed mindset, doing that same thing over and over and over again. And if that's what you want, stick with that plan. No change needs to occur. Now, maybe you can change a few things within what you're doing to make it a little bit better. But ultimately, it's not really any major difference. So it's fixed. That's what we call a fixed mindset. Or if you're desiring to reach higher and you know it's time for growth, you're ready to expand your knowledge, that's growth mindset. That's saying, I want something different than what I have now. That takes a different energy level. That takes a different mind processing. It means that you have to focus on things that don't come as easy. And you may have to tweak things that you thought came easy, which makes you uneasy. Sometimes you can feel very uncomfortable when change occurs, but this growth mindset is going to get you closer to where you want to be. If that's you and you want help, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I want you to experience growth, where you want to go, and I want a champion beside you. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. You have a choice. You have a choice. I'm not making the choice for you. Your spouse isn't going to make the choice for you. Now, maybe you feel like you're cornered. I get that. Maybe you don't feel like you have an option. You're like, I'm doing what I can do. I promise you, somewhere there is a way to change your mind and forget the matter. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.